When guitarist Jason Vio is written about, writers use phrases like this: substantially gifted, most talented of his generation, radiates concentration with a tremendous dynamic range. You know, there are a lot of these, Jason. I could keep going and going. but the writing is as beautiful as the music, and Mr. Vio plays this weekend on the Mondavi Center stage. He's in studio with us today, so welcome to Insight.
Thanks, Beth. It's great to be here.
And we have you here. We're fortunate because as I look at your schedule, it looks like you're in a tour within a tour.
That's right. I'm here in the Sacramento and Davis area as part of a tour that for the Curtis Institute of Music called Curtis on Tour. And it's,
which you co-founded, the Curtis Institute of Music.
I didn't co-found the Curtis Institute of Music. I co-founded the guitar department with guitarist David Starobin, this year, starting this fall. The school has been around for some 80-odd years, and it's a tuition-free school, and in fact, the most selective college in the United States. We only have 165 students at Curtis Institute, and they are what I think of as the very elite of the elite of young classical musicians. And so I'm very honored by the Curtis Institute to have been chosen to help bring the classical guitar forward. And so we are here to actually promote a guitar chamber music program.
Well, and on the tour, which is seven stops, you're playing Bach solos. And we were fortunate because you recorded one of those solos in our studio just before the show today. We're going to listen to it in just a second, but will you tell us what it is?
The piece that I recorded here in the studio is an Alemann from the first lute suite. And our concerts are all chamber music with guitar. I was asked to play a little bit of some of the things I would normally do in a solo recital.
And here he is, Jason Vio. Listening to virtuoso guitarist Jason Vio. I'm smiling because he was playing along with the recording in here and thought it was a pretty good recording. I have to tell people about if they want to hear more Bach, there is a YouTube of the NPR Tiny Desk recording.
That's right.
A little closer.
There might be a couple of YouTubes at NPR stations and
fun, Jason.
Live performances. Thank you. That's up from my all Bach CD, Bach Lute Works Volume 1. And it's always, to play live in a studio, to play Bach, it's always, it's always challenging. So that was a nice take there, actually.
Oh, well, I'm glad it worked for you because it was lovely to listen to. Let's talk about your shows this weekend at Mondavi.
They're 8 o'clock at the Mondavi Center this Saturday. And then we have a matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m. And it's myself, Roberto Diaz, one of the great violists in this country, and he is also the president of Curtis, and we have two phenomenal students, Nadir Kashimov on violin and Eric Hahn cello. And we're playing, well, Nadir and Eric and I do a trio arrangement of Oblivion by Piazzolla to start with, which has been really, really well received by audiences. We do a premiere of a piece by Zhao Tian called Red Trees, Wrinkled Cliffs, which was commissioned by Curtis Institute for this Curtis on Tour. Mm. And also a Paganini quartet, which is very viola heavy. It's like a viola concerto, and that really features Roberto really well. And also the two students do a phenomenal piece by Kodai, a duo for violin and cello, and that really steals the show.
Well, Mondavi's a lovely hall. I hope you enjoy playing. I hope you enjoy the sound in there.
Yes, we are looking forward to this, yeah.
You mentioned the music of Astor Piazzolla, and we have a clip from...
Oh, great.
We have Bordel 1900.
Yeah, this is from my latest CD. It's a collaboration with bandoneon player from France, Julien Lebreau, and a Far Cry Chamber Orchestra from Boston.
I was reading about your upbringing with music, and you started as an 8-year-old?
Yes, I started in Buffalo, where I grew up. The Buffalo Guitar Quartet came to my school. My mother was working there as a secretary for the librarian. She had already bought me a classical guitar when I was 5, but I was really just sort of making stuff up on it. And then they came to my school, and I started taking lessons with Jeremy Sparks of that quartet. And that's how I started right away with classical training from the beginning.
Well, Jason, then you went on to win like the youngest first prize in the prestigious Guitar Foundation of America. You've been called one of the youngest stars of the guitar world. Do you think you just had an old soul for guitar or great training, or how do you explain then to now?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things and a lot of help from a lot of great people. I mean, I had a tremendous love for the guitar and for music just from the time I was 3 years old. But you really need people around to nurture it.
That's
and
true.
to recognize it and to help. And I think a lot of I have just a lot of people to thank throughout, you know, through the years. My teachers, of course, Jeremy Sparks and John Holmquist at the Cleveland Institute of Music. David Leisner, I studied with for summer, and David, and just some of the great international performers. David Russell was very encouraging to me when he would come to the Northeast to visit, and he was just a huge hero of mine. And so it takes a lot of, you know, people to make a career over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. The Guitar Foundation of America also really helped a lot.
Well, you've played concertos with more than 50 major orchestras, and I don't know if this CD is the 11th or 12th or 13th,
something
but
like
you're somewhere up there.
And
you're a young person, so what are the goals? What projects do you want to still complete?
Well, I think I'm sort of naturally moving into a phase where I'm trying to collaborate with a lot of other musicians. And I'm open to even collaborating even just with people that don't necessarily play classical music. But harpist Yolanda Kananassis, Escher String Quartet, a young, phenomenal group out of Juilliard. Of course, Julien Lebreau, this French bandoneon and accordion player, it just sort of expand my horizons a little bit in terms of professional performance, because I've always improvised and, you know, written and arranged, but it's nice to see if we can kind of just go in some different directions now. I feel like I have a freedom with my career that I haven't had before.
Well, it's a delight to have you stop here. I invite you to come back next time. And again, Jason Vio on the stage at the Mondavi Center this weekend. Shows Saturday and Sunday. And information about the show and tickets will be on our website, which is capradio.org. I wish you a lot of success. And it's just a delight to meet you in person. The music is beautiful.
Thanks, Beth.
We'll close the show out with it. And I want to let you know that is Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruryak. Insight's assistant producers are James Morrison and Lynn Weaver. Our associate producer was Sarah Jung, and Sausan Marar. Our senior editor is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. And then, of course, there's you. And thank you for joining us.